Welcome to Mornings with Matt White, right here on SEN.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, the 23rd of September. A beautiful day in Sydney today. Sunny, 25 in the city, and warmer in the west with tops of 28. We are just one day away from finding out our first grand finalist for 2021. Cannot wait. So tomorrow night, Suncorp Stadium, the Rabbitohs and Seagulls go head-to-head in a game that, regardless of who wins, will generate incredible storylines heading into grand final week. For South Sydney, so many tangents. Can the master coach, Wayne Bennett, take the Bunnies all the way before leaving the club? How would that rate as a coaching masterstroke? And a masterstroke, in fact, of the club to get him there in the first place. Can Bennett become the first coach to take four different teams to a grand final? Can he be the first to win the premiership with three different clubs? How's that for a couple of storylines just on the coach alone? How could they get there without Latrell Mitchell? What about the 50 points they had put on them by the Storm and the Panthers throughout the regular season? What about NRL history that says you can't do that and go on to win? And imagine the grand final as a farewell game for Rabbitohs legend Adam Reynolds. Then for the Seagulls, just as many storylines. 0-4 to start the season, there were calls for Des Hasler's head at the beginning of the year. So can Hasler complete one of the most remarkable turnarounds and do it again with his old firm buddies of Daly Cherry Evans and Kieran Foran? Can Tom Trbojevic cap off one of the most amazing individual seasons with a grand final victory? Could Turbo even do the double? The Dally M and the Clive Churchill in the same year. Jonathan Thurston was the last to do that back in 2015. Now, Jack Whiten has won both, but in separate years. The Churchill in 2019, Dally M last year, of course. Can you imagine if Tom Trbojevic continued on his merry way and ended up with a grand final win, a Dally M and the Clive Churchill in the same year? This is all fairy tale stuff. In fact, according to Paul Fatty Vorton last night on this network, Turbo Tom could become and could end up the greatest Manly player ever.
I said this about maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I said then, and people just looked at me like I had four heads. I said, Tom Trbojevic, by the time he ends his career, Tom Trbojevic will be Manly's greatest ever player. I said it then and I say it now. He has got stuff that no one else can do. I mean, just little plays like we saw in the other day where he just got the ball. Remember, he just lined up from 5 metres out. And at the back of it, there'd been a long play down the field. He just backed up, right, here I go, and just give it to me and went through straight through two forwards to score. That stuff that fullbacks don't do.
That's Fatty on Tommy Turbo just last night on Sports Day in New South Wales here on SEN. And then again, think about this. If Manly do manage to make it all the way, and if their opponents are the Storm again, I'm playing a lot of ifs here, but imagine if it was Manly Melbourne in the grand final. Do rugby league fans outside of the Northern Beaches somehow secretly start to like the Seagulls and hope that they beat those Victorians? Would you back Manly in the grand final if they make it and your team doesn't? It's kind of like the ultimate rugby league conundrum. 0457 736 736 is the text line, or you can give us a call on the open line, 1300 01 1170. Finals footy, how good is it? We will lose two teams this Friday and Saturday, but whether it's the Rabbitohs, the Seagulls, the Storm, or the Panthers going through, there will be no shortage of storylines to follow and marvel at in the week leading up to the grand final. Now, coming up soon, we'll do the Thursday game plan with SEN's Scotty Sattler, and I'll also be joined today by the great Mark Spud Carroll as well. Spud with Joel this afternoon on Drive. Now, remember this time last week, we had some fun building the perfect pack. The players you'd select to make up the all-time best rugby league forward pack. And Spud was certainly plenty of nominations came in for him. So today, why don't we focus on the backs? And in particular, the halves. Think about the six and the seven matchups this week alone. The final four teams left. At South Sydney, Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds. both amazingly brilliant, both with a point to prove, especially with Reynolds moving on. It's a fair old 6-7. At Manly, as I mentioned, the old firm, Foran and Cherry Evans. Who would have thought they'd be back again and back in the kind of form again after all of these years? They've done it before together. They're back again for a fairy tale finish, possibly together again. That's not a bad 6-7. Melbourne Storm, Cameron Munster and Jerome Hughes. I mean, unbelievable. Can they go back to back? Handy 6-7 at the Storm. And then, of course, you've got a Penrith, Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary. Surely it is all about redemption. They've been busted up. They've been on the tear. They need to deliver this week and next to finally get there. So how's that for the four teams remaining, the incredible talent and the combinations and storylines again that we've got in the 6 and the 7s? Some pretty handy halves guiding us through this weekend and next. But here's the thing. If you could have your choice of any 6 or 7 to have played the game that you've seen, who would it be? Who would you put together in your halves combo? Give us your best 6 and 7, and why don't we see today, after building the perfect pack last week, can we come up with the perfect pairing this week? 1300 01 1170, you can call and have a chat, or 0457 736 736 is the text line. Plenty of texts already coming through. Busy show ahead. We'll get our Thursday top tips for the weekend's races with Chris Nelson. He had a couple of victories last week, so we need to call him out on a few of those. Ahead of the AFL Grand Final on Saturday, we'll catch up with Melbourne Demons Hall of Famer Gary Lyon, a big part of the SEN network, hosts the breakfast show down in Melbourne. So Gary's over in WA. He's there for the big match between his Demons. It's been a 57-year drought since Melbourne last won the Premiership and the Western Bulldogs. In fact, if the Melbourne Demons win, Gary will be presenting the Premiership Cup. So it'd be great to catch up with him this morning, especially off the back of that COVID scare over there and what it means. I was really interested to see Gillon McLachlan just in the last 12 to 24 hours pointing out that they wouldn't mind moving it if it all turns to crap, and let's hope that it doesn't, that they would move it. They'd shift it because it's all about playing in front of a crowd. I think they'll get it going. I think everything should be okay. Let's hope so. So looking forward to Gary Lyon coming our way. And of course, we will convene the editorial meeting for our Fearless Morning Show publication, Tommy's Tribune. So it's Thursday. It is Tommy's Tribune Day. We'll be getting your sporting headlines. So you've got to see if you can make the grade, because this is becoming a thing. People out there saying, you know what, on a Thursday, I got Tommy's tick of approval. I mean, this is, it's only a minor little thing in radio world, but this is a big thing in publication world. Can you get that? If you get Tommy's tick of approval, folks, you can go out, once we're allowed out, and say, you know what, I'm a headline writer for Tommy's Tribune. 0457 736 736. Much, much sought after. Before we move on, a quick call. Ryan from Mackay has already jumped on the Al Capone this morning with a best halves pairing. G'day, Ryan. Who's your 6 and 7?
I reckon Darren Lockyer with Benji Marshall at 5'8". I reckon what I saw with from Benji, I mean, his speed and that, and Darren leading the team around the park, I reckon Darren Lockyer and Benji Marshall for the Broncos would be amazing.
Lockie and Benji on your Ryan. Have a good day up there in Mackay. 0457 736 736, the text, or give us a buzz like Ryan has. 1300 01 1170. Really busy show, so let's move on. This is Mornings with Matt White on 1170 SEN. Scotty Sattler coming up after this.